Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it started in here.
It's time! It's time! It's showtime!
And I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. That was Meg.
Let the games begin.
Showtime!
It's showtime!
It's showtime!
It's showtime!
Can you dig it?
Welcome to the Beauty and the Goddamn Beast Show. It's the motherfucking Wolf with Showtime Sax, since she Hollywood now.
I like it. I like that name. I'm going to go with it. Showtime Sax.
Showtime Sax. Hollywood Ass.
I would have also dealt with Hollywood Sax, too.
Showtime Sax has a bit more ring to it. But, yeah,
I like that.
Hollywood Sax, that should have worked, too. Showtime motherfucking Sax. Too good for anything and any goddamn body.
Shut up.
That shit ain't scheduled on her motherfucking appointment. She ain't with it.
Man, you know, I like to know ahead of time about stuff.
We all do.
Oh,
but when you do know ahead of time about shit, you have to make time for it.
Okay, we'll see what happened with. You know, I get busy, my schedule fills up.
Mm-hmm. So since you this much of a busy person, do that nigga got to schedule appointments to have sex with you?
Yep.
Ain't that some shit? Showtime fucking sex. God damn.
What?
God.
If you send me an appointment, I'll pencil it on my calendar. You know, make sure there's no conflicting appointments around it, and we get to go. What's wrong with
that?
Wow.
That shit remind me of one of them episodes that everybody loves, Raymond. Yeah, I used to watch that shit. Fuck y'all. When that motherfucker seen his wife wearing the full pajama suit, the bed, he knew he wasn't getting no ass that night. That's you, huh?
No, I can't wear clothes for bed. That's too constricting.
Okay, so this nigga trying to get some ass while you sleeping, you just pop his hand and then roll the fuck over?
I may, you know, sometimes when I'm asleep, I do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't do it on purpose.
The minute you tell me no, fuck that. The minute you tell me no, or you swing on me or some shit while you sleep, and you naked, I'm throwing some cold ass water on your ass.
Well, you gonna be throwing water because you know I do stuff in my sleep anyway. I'm gonna punch you.
Showtime sex. Got to have sex when she wants to have sex. It got to fit her motherfucking schedule.
I thought you knew that already.
I knew it. I just didn't believe the bullshit.
You didn't believe
it. I still don't. Good dick could change all that. Good dick could change all that shit right there.
Yeah, well, apparently you don't have it. So, son, how you doing?
I'm fine, bitch.
Okay. he's trying to be nice, and he just come in with it. I'm like, I'm fine, bitch. Fuck you.
That's love. That's terms of endearment. What are you talking about?
He's teasing me, do you eat? I don't believe it.
Fuck you, honky bitch. Is that better?
That's a little better.
Yeah, you probably gonna say the N word, but no, you're not gonna get it. Nope, nope, no, never.
Yeah, I almost got it.
Nope.
Bullshit.
He almost said it the other day, so I did almost get it.
Why you bring the
Wolf calls you nigga every day, so what difference does it make? You're just not gonna get it from me.
Actually, he called me Wigga, but.
He says nigga too.
Yeah, that nigga might slip up. Yeah, it definitely is an accident. Because you ain't no goddamn nigga.
Shut the fuck up. I am the blackest person you will ever meet.
Goddamn lie.
I know, I was. I couldn't even say that with a straight face.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to.
Brother Don, what'd it do?
We're here chilling.
You still in Cali, brother?
No, I'm in Virginia and leaving for Utah tomorrow.
God.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. You know they got gangs and shit over there, right? Don't wear the wrong color.
I ain't worried about them motherfuckers. I'm an old dude. Fuck them. I'll piss on them motherfuckers.
This is a crazy ass fact. That you old.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
No, you know, any other time you want to be in denial.
Wait, before we get back to Brother Don, Showtime Sex.
Yeah.
Why your ass ain't calling the Rat Pack Radio Sunday?
I forgot. I was kind of doing
you
some
forgot
stuff
even after I text you.
Okay, but it was supposed to, I was ready at 3 o'clock. I was ready. By the time 4 o'clock came around, I was busy. So, you know.
See?
They
should have
started an hour
fat.
Early. If they would have started
so
an hour
they
early, they should have
started an hour earlier just for you to call the fucking. They supposed to revise their show for you.
They knew I was calling, so they should have, you know, adjusted it to my time. You know, see when I was available, and then went from there. That's how that's supposed to work.
Hey, make sure you get on the nigga to put that replay up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He
now,
knows,
Brother
he
Don.
He's him if he don't put it up. Fuck Don. Well, he didn't cut me off just to go to Don.
Of course
I don't care about you, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I hate
bitch.
Fuck yeah.
You love CMB.
Uh-uh.
You're goddamn live, you don't.
I don't.
What part of Virginia are you in, brother?
I am in Wyethville, Waitsville, whatever the shit's called. South of Blacksburg, Virginia Tech. I was at Virginia Tech yesterday.
Now, you know I got to ask you if you found some good food. Fuck
no.
Off, Sax. There's two men talking.
Fuck
no.
You
some
and
good
you.
Food, brother?
Mm-hmm. There's barely some sprinkles of people, some sprinkles of color around here. There ain't no food. I'm going to tell you how bad I was telling Sax the other day when I was talking to her, when having her road rage episodes. I was going to do this site, and the site was behind these people's house up a mountain. I'm driving up the road. It's a fucking mobile home up here. Damn. Then I see the Confederate flag. Then I see this black motherfucking statue. I said, this is some motherfucking bullshit. This shit I got to deal with. Motherfucking racist-ass mobile home, Cheddar Park, racist rebel motherfuckers. And I want to stop and take a picture. But I don't want to get my motherfucking ass shot off, so I kept pushing. Started to drive
right.
Straight through that little bit double wide.
You know what?
Yeah, double wide. They were living large.
It was a single, actually.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't even say that was sex. You know, shit. She ain't that racist. This is blatant. The bad thing about it, it was a whole bunch of men, a mobile homes in the back, and the statues on the backside where you can't see. If you're gonna be a racist, motherfucker, be up front about it. Put shit in front of the house. Everybody. Shit.
Right.
Now you're
going to
get mad at the racist person for having it in the back of the house.
I think Sax will fucking around and get y'all killed if she is to be on a road trip with you.
Why? First of all, I'm a doctor because you... because the bitch ain't going to know I don't know how to eat.
Yeah, sure.
She going to be the motherfucker who want to get out and take pictures with the statue and shit.
If it would have been dark, I would have stole that motherfucker just because. Like, motherfucker, fuck you.
That nigga really tried to get shot down. Get off my land, nigga.
Right?
Hey, it's out in the country and it's dark. When it's dark out there, it's dark. They can't see. Shit.
That motherfucker's hair every goddamn thing.
See, they can see you.
Dog's gonna start barking and shit.
Ninja, motherfucker. I'm a black ninja.
Uh-huh. Nigga coming straight to the door.
No, you're a black nigga.
With the rifle.
Sure.
Did you say nigga?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Don't say that shit no more.
Keep that goddamn word out your vocabulary. You ain't allowed to say that.
Nigga.
No, see, that's why you should have been listening to the NWA back in the day. You'd have said it directly.
Shut up.
When you walk straight out of Compton, then you can say nigga.
Yeah, how about there we go.
When y'all live there straight out of Compton, then y'all can say it, so fuck y'all.
We live it. We just ain't got to be in Compton to live that shit.
Then y'all didn't live it. I
know you're not saying you lived it, motherfucker. For real. Come on now.
Yeah, really.
What the fuck ever. How you going to live it when your ass always at home taking a nap?
Hey, I had to be a bit.
Whatever.
Right.
How the fuck you lived it when your motherfucker was, when your ass was going to school, getting straight A's and math and shit, teaching classes and shit, motherfucker?
Easy.
Like she was out there with the boys in the hood and shit. Hey, Sack,
yeah,
y'all, them niggas still wearing flannels out there, motherfucker?
Occasionally. It just depends on the time of year. But yeah, pretty much.
It's time of year. It's supposed to be sunny all year round. What time
well,
of fucking year
have
they been wearing?
You got different types of flannels. Usually they layer it, though. They don't just wear it by itself. And it's just too hot to be layered.
Why would you
want to
wear that shit? All right, why would you want to wear it anyway in 70-degree weather?
Because people are stupid. It all depends on who we're talking about here.
Okay. Well, you know we're talking about them goddamn niggas.
Well, you lived it,
they
niggas,
all right.
You're supposed to be, you're supposed to be a nigga, but I don't think so. You lived it, so why the hell are you wearing the shit?
He said, "Why do I not wear it?"
No, you're supposed to be a nigga. You're supposed to be. You're supposed to live the life. So why the hell was you wearing the shit?
Yeah, I wore
flannel. I want to see a picture of this shit. I want to see a picture of you with a flannel and a Scully hat on.
Oh, I used
that's
to wear those
on that motherfucker.
Oh,
I want to see you with
shit.
With the flannel and the motherfucking Dickies and the Stacey Adams. What's up?
I used to have some Dickies, too. Don't play with me. I didn't have no Stacey Adams. My dad has some Stacey Adams.
Okay,
you ever had a Compton hat?
No. Fuck Compton.
What? Shit, we used to dream about that shit over here.
Really? Why?
Oh, yeah, shit, we thought we was part of NWA. That straight out of Compton, that changed a lot of niggas' lives over here.
Yes.
I'm fed. You know, you're supposed to talk about me before that shit came up. We had that hippity hop bullshit. The hippity. No, fuck all that.
Hey.
That's the best
shit
right there.
Fuck the Sugar Hill Gang. Fuck the Sugar Hill Gang.
Daryl, how about that? You know what? You muted for that bullshit, Daryl. Even I got to mute you on that one. I'm sure if Daryl had access before, he would have muted
you. The white girl muted you on Sugar Hill. That's fucked up.
Right. Fuck the Sugar Hill Gang. Go come out with that NWA shit. Fuck you, Daryl. Look, he can't even get back on the board because he away from it.
I agree. That is kind of fucked up, Daryl. That's the legends. The legends, and you saying fuck them. Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Without them, there would be no motherfucking NWA, bastard. So, Sax, since you muted Daryl.
Fuck the Sugar Hill Gang. Fuck all that old shit.
Talking.
You still talking, huh?
She need to hang your ass up. You talking
right?
Crazy now.
Like so
real
what
rap,
you
not
saying?
This bullshit, not this real shit, not this shit they doing now. Fuck that.
I don't even know what that shit is. That's just entertainment. That ain't music at all.
Oh, so since you're muting Daryl, to that, I'm going to take his line. Rigger, what you eat today?
I had a steak and egg burrito for breakfast.
Oh, shit.
Bro. I know.
Oh, shit.
And then for lunch, I had mole enchiladas.
You had what type of enchiladas?
Mole.
Yeah, I'm with Daryl. What the fuck is a mole?
Right? What the fuck?
Instead of like the... It's a different type of sauce that's on it.
Was it meat?
Instead of like the red sauce or the green sauce. Yeah, it was chicken.
So you had
chicken
steak and chicken
tomatoes.
Yep, I sure did.
Okay, you had steak, chicken. You need to eat some pork for dinner. Complete the trifecta.
Fuck that shit. Oh, there you go, ruin
the trifecta.
I'll probably have fish for dinner.
Fuck that
fish.
Get you some pork bacon.
Fuck that bacon.
Sax, I promise you, if you ate bacon, it would change your life for the better.
Yeah,
yes,
I'd be on the toilet with
the
basket in front of me. Fuck that.
That's fine. That just shows you got a good digestive system.
Get you some pork slab bacon, some Jimmy Dean spicy sausage, and... fried smothered pork chop.
You said Jimmy Dean.
That shit.
Yeah, I said Jimmy Dean, not turkey,
you
sausage.
Know, I was say, you know, Jimmy Dean does turkey.
You know what, Sax? I need to talk that shit soundbite from you, Sax.
Talk that shit.
That shit don't even sound right. We're going to scrap that.
Oh, God. Lord. No enthusiasm. Like, okay, shit.
I was asking a question, and he was like, that don't even sound right.
Cause even if that was you asking the question, when you do it, it's going to sound the exact same fucking way as you said. Never mind. We cancel that out there. I get it from somebody else. Fuck you.
I'll send you one later when I'm all hocked up on coke and sugar and something. And talking like 50 words a minute for a second.
Then you're going to sound like a hyper-ass fucking kid.
A hyper-ass kid that's talking through her nose.
You know why. You really want to get muted today.
It's going to happen regardless. You can't help yourself.
She damn sure can't. Hollywood Sax, a.k.a. Showtime Sax, a.k.a. Sax Howard, a.k.a. Bitch, Don Lee voice.
Exactly.
That was not
bitch. A.k.a. Power Tripping.
Mm-hmm.
That's your point. Isn't that what Hollywood people supposed to do? Is Showtime people supposed to do?
actually, some of them become activists and they side with the people. So maybe you need to side with people and quit meeting motherfuckers, bitch. Yeah, there's a philanthropy. Shit.
Can't even say it. Shut up.
Hey, I said it. Then don't. You knew what I meant, motherfucker.
Right? As you stuttering trying to say it, so you couldn't even get it out.
Hey, I got
shut
most
up.
Of it. I got most of it. Shit.
So that's
you see,
on
you
that.
See, you see. You see, Daryl ain't trying it. He don't be like, hell no.
I'm right. He didn't get quiet.
You goddamn right. I ain't going to try.
This drunk ass probably say something totally left field.
Yeah, you ain't lying. I'll be trying to say Philadelphia or some shit like that. Nigga, spit it out. You trying to say Philadelphia?
Speaking of Philadelphia. Yeah.
Yes. What about this confused ass fucking city?
Did you see your boy Kobe go out?
Of course. The greatest. Fuck Michael Jordan too while we on it. Fuck that nigga.
No,
I'm going to ask Sax, but we all know she was asleep when that shit was going down.
Yeah, sure the hell was. That shit. I gotta go to work. I ain't got time for that bullshit.
I need to put on the greatest
right.
show and your
go,
ass.
I go to motorcycles.
He got motorcycles and you got dogs, Lord.
Right.
Well, let me turn my TV up again, and we just have you know three things going on at once.
Fuck your TV. I swear I'll meet you in a heartbeat.
All right, that shit passed.
That mean the sirens
are going to come in the second hour.
They usually
chase
come
these
first.
Dumb niggas. Yeah, I'm surprised. These niggas actually been behaving today.
Wow.
That's confused as a goddamn city. These motherfuckers had a protest, block traffic, all this shit yesterday. Because they thinking McDonald's going to pay their dumb asses $15 an hour. Listen, people, that shit ain't going to happen.
Because Cali got it. They try to be like us.
That's it. Well, y'all cost of living is high. That's understandable. Over here, they not getting that shit. These people ain't in market
that
fucking hard when they shut down.
Well, that shit is not high. That shit is astronomical. There's some bullshit in California going on for real. Straight up bullshit.
But the crazy thing about this is these motherfuckers ain't in protest this hard when they shut the schools down for the fucking kids. I don't want to protest $15 a fucking hour at goddamn McDonald's. Do they know how that's going to fuck these kids' minds up? You're going to have a motherfucker drop out of school at 16 just to work at McDonald's because they paying $15 an hour.
16? Oh, they can't work until they're 16 up there? Am I?
16 in California and Texas, too.
No, it might be in California. I just didn't go by that rule.
Yeah, we know you didn't work. You didn't work until after you graduated from high school. You know, you was a spoiled ass.
I worked way before this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was the cotton candy.
I was working while I was in high school. Nah, that cotton candy lady came after high school.
And then silver spoon privilege motherfuckers don't have to work.
I don't have to, but I wanted to. That's the difference.
Well, that was your way of getting the fuck out of the house.
Yep.
What was the last black movie that you watched?
Ride Along 2.
You watched that
bullshit?
I actually got halfway through and I fell asleep on it.
I didn't even
get half. I lied. I didn't even get halfway through.
I don't think Kevin Hart is as funny as people may come out to be.
He used to be. Now he's not.
Listen, look at who fucking talking. I was about to say that. He got just like you. Fucking Hollywood.
Shut up.
Fucking Hollywood. Remember before I watched his last stand-up, before I watched this last stand up, these motherfuckers was telling me about this shit like it was the funniest shit ever. And I watched this shit and I'm listening to this nigga explain a 10-minute story about a made up Debra. Like, are y'all fucking serious? This shit is funny to you?
Yeah, that was stupid.
The shit was long and drawn out like a motherfucker. God damn. I'd take Cat Williams any day over this nigga stand up.
I would too, actually, even though, you know, we had our issues. I still do like him better than Kevin Hart.
God damn. Cat talks some real shit. This nigga? That nigga gave a 10-minute story about how he was late to work from saying a fucking Debra.
That sounds like some shit you would make up, though.
I wouldn't make up no dumb shit like that. I'm a grown-ass man. Shit, I was late, goddamn. The fuck? Y'all ain't never gave me no award for the years I did have perfect attendance. I was late. Shit. I ain't feel like getting up this morning. To tell you the truth, when I woke up, I was debating on if I was coming in this motherfucker or not.
Well, you know, if that was a fact, I just wouldn't go in.
Well, and there was a lot of motherfuckers said, you lucky I came in, period.
You're right.
He would have called him in anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He would have answered the phone, wouldn't he? His ass would have answered the phone and say, okay, I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Forget to turn the ring off and shit. I normally just leave the motherfucker off.
That you're afraid I make calls, so you leave it alone. Oh, that's so
sweet. Only for my mama. Fuck everybody else.
Sure, try to blame it on your mom.
Fuck everybody else. I can't stand when a motherfucker call me or text me while I'm at work and ask me what the fuck I'm doing. Like, what the fuck do you think I'm doing? God, how bored
are you?
Pretending
like you're working.
And I really hate the super bored motherfuckers. Let's say you get off work at 9 o'clock and they call you at 9:01. That shit is crazy to me.
Your friend do that.
Go do something with your goddamn life. My friend? Who's my goddamn friend?
The goof that is scared to call with.
That nigga ain't my friend. That's my motherfucking brother. Shake and bake. Matter of fact, they trying to get us back on the baseball team, but it ain't going to happen.
What? I was fucking getting baseball out of...
Because they just approached me with that shit before I was leaving. It was me and him playing this shit. Fuck no. Shake and bake is retired, goddamn.
Yeah, your old ass don't need to retire.
Hey, fuck you, Sax. You lucky I'm not by a goddamn boy.
What?
Now,
you would mute me.
I wanted to ask you.
I said you would mute me if you were
who?
By a boy.
No, you would have probably got one of them shut the fuck up clips. But I wanted to ask you, since you said you might have fish for dinner, when was the last time you had some fried motherfucking catfish?
Ew. I don't even know.
Why you set yourself up for that?
You got to drop the phone.
Ew. Ew.
Three. I think you might have dropped it already. You okay over there? Did I start coughing and everything?
You know what, Sax? We could never be like Rat Pack Radio and do a live show.
What?
In studio. Because you've been making me laugh, and I've been to snatch the fucking mic down or some shit with my clumsy ass.
Oh, God.
Fuck the whole show
I can
up.
See that.
Oh,
I can see that.
I've been
that,
fell out of the fucking chair or some shit.
Now, that would be funny.
I don't believe he asked you that question, knowing that you don't eat no bottom fetus.
She eats shrimp. The fuck she think shrimp eat?
Catfish and pork are the same thing to her.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, but she eats shrimp. That shit eats shrimp. That shit eats shit for a living.
But you got to think about it.
The skin on a pig and a catfish is similar to a human. They're not going to eat it.
She'll fuck with that other stuff. But she'll fuck with that other stuff they eat shit for a living. That's crazy.
But I don't really like seafood. I only eat fish.
You know what? I'm with you on that one. I don't really like the shit neither.
I don't do crab. I don't do lobster. I don't do none of that stuff. It grosses me out even to look at it. I mean, like, if it's already, like, in a little, like, a lobster bite or something like that, or a crab cake, I might eat that. But as far as, like, crab legs, a lobster tail, right? Why would you eat the ass or something? That's nasty. Why are y'all laughing?
You set yourself up, and I'm going to leave that one alone.
Oh.
Let it go.
I don't even get what I set myself up on.
Why would you eat the ass or something? Motherfuckers these days eat nothing but ass and shit.
Because they nasty as shit. Literally. They like that shit.
All right, facts. We're not talking about eating ass right now, baby. Let's get back to this catfish. You ever tried it before?
I have. I don't like it.
Who made it?
Eating ass?
Huh?
Look.
Who made the catfish with?
My ex, and then I bought it, or he bought some from some place that was totally supposed to be the best.
All right, but see, that's why you didn't like it, because you didn't like that nigga.
you need a real nigga's
talk
grandma or mama. Get some Old Bay.
Season that shit.
Roll up in some Old Bay and fry it up.
The only thing going for him, he was able to cook. I just didn't care for catfish stuff.
Yeah, because he got you some bullshit. You're missing the point of what my brother just told you. CMB, pay attention,
no,
baby.
No, I heard what he was saying.
You didn't pay attention to what I'm saying.
Get your own cornmeal, nigga. Do the real bread.
Talk that shit.
Yeah, he did all that.
He made you some bullshit, and then he went and got you some bullshit that he liked. And then on top of that, you didn't like that nigga, so of course you wasn't going to give him no props on that shit. Now, I bet if my motherfucking brother died and make you some catfish, you'll be sitting back twinkling your toes eating that shit.
Bullshit. I ain't eating a catfish.
Hey, brother Don.
You wouldn't know it's catfish until after you ate the shit. You mentioned that's a catfish,
right? I guarantee while you frying that shit up for brother Don, she'll be eating that shit as soon as you put it in the strainer. She'll be one of them motherfuckers so full that she done nitpicked that shit. That she don't even want to fuck with right now.
All we gotta do is make sure you don't see the shit while it's raw. You good.
Uh-huh. You good than
the motherfucker.
You know,
that ain't gonna happen anyway. I ain't gonna be in the damn
kitchen.
Okay,
well,
that's good.
You gonna
tear that shit up.
Because, us niggas, we mix shit. You gonna have a little bit of catfish. You gonna have some tilapia. You gonna have some bass. Some flounder.
I don't like that.
Some whiting. All mixed up together. Fish is fish.
I don't like bass. I don't like flounder. Oh, I don't think I've ever had flounder. I take that back.
Have you ever had snapper?
Yeah, I've had snapper.
You don't ask them.
I like snapper. I'm very picky.
Your white ass never had flounder?
I don't think so.
How you not like bass? What the fuck?
I just didn't really care for it.
Because whoever made it wrong. Your dude made it wrong.
She ain't like that nigga. So of course she's not gonna be
No, my sister's X made it. It could have been made wrong. I don't know. I just know I didn't really care for it.
So we ain't talking about baking the fish. We talking about frying it. We ain't talking about smoking it. We talking about frying.
I'm not a huge fan of fried foods like that.
Well, so you're not a fan of meat, which as it's anyway.
I do sometimes when I feel like meat.
Yes, you just ate meat today.
I felt like meat. I was craving meat, you little rat bastard. I said I do sometimes when I feel like meat.
You've been craving meat all week.
I know I was. That was some bullshit.
Your fucking period must be
No, that's not it.
This nigga, like, are you sure you're a flexitarian? My ass, but for you, was a fucking carnivore.
No, I didn't eat meat all week. I just been craving it all week. That's the difference.
Sex, you caught me. You talked my damn mama up, Sex. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you talked my damn mama up.
Why?
Because she even called me on the other line, and she needs some goddamn money now.
Hi, Mom.
Donna, do deep, bro. Do deep.
Of course. Of course.
You know you're the only one that will do it. For her.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Shit, that was a bang-bang.
How many brothers and sisters you got? No?
Including the little one that's on my Facebook profile picture, he makes number 5. 5 brothers.
And she called you first because she know you're not going to say no, right? So she didn't get you bypassed. Everybody go straight to you.
She said, fuck you, nigga, and she called you. That's what it was.
I need some money. What the hell? What you doing?
It's sex, goddamn.
Oh, God. Hold on. I'm looking at this chocolate cake. Oh, my God. It looks so good. I want some chocolate. Okay.
Hey, Wolf. She don't want no little money either, do she? She don't want no little money either, do she? She wants some major money, don't she?
Oh, yeah. She wants some, she need money to go buy somebody else a fucking birthday present money. Uh-huh.
Girl, let me hold $100.
You know what
I mean? She like that
fact. That'll be when I be telling mama no. Hell no.
Did I sound almost black when I said that?
I can't tell mama no. I can't tell mama no at all. The shit we went through growing up, I can't tell her no. Mm-mm. I got it. She got it.
That's okay.
You should buy no other hard head and shit. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at her 99 cent store.
I can't tell mama no for shit. That's my goddamn weakness right now. Mm-hmm.
The thing is,
you
need to get the other phone in it like you, so she ain't gonna be asking you all the time.
Shit.
Yeah, right.
What? Shit.
It don't work that way.
It damn sure don't.
Like I had to move to Timbuktu in order for my mom to stop asking, so, you know. I had to force those other ones to be more
alive. If my mother was living, I'd be in the same boat, so I understand.
Damn
but still,
right.
Uh-huh. Certain things, you ain't been about taking money from me to buy somebody else's shit. Now, if you need to eat, these bills paid or something, yeah, but you ain't gonna buy no nappy hair motherfucking no gift.
Because they is nappy headed, but my mom is the nice one in the family, so she try to look out for any and every goddamn body.
The reason I say nappy headed, because that's what she called all my friends, nappy heads. The nappy headed girls.
You know
it. She wants something for somebody else, all her friends are nappy headed too.
Talk that shit.
That's funny.
Talk that shit. Who that nappy headed ass little girl that keep calling my phone for you? He said you ain't go through no shit like that.
I didn't. That's funny.
Well, she had her own fucking phone.
Shut up. Point.
You know what? Sex.
What?
Growing up, we know you had your own TV in your room. Did you have a phone in your room too?
It was a Garfield phone.
Holy shit. God damn. This motherfucker had a phone number.
I also had a cell phone. I also had a pager.
God damn.
We can have none of that shit until we got it our goddamn self.
All right. The fuck? How you get a phone in your room? You really grew up with the drummers.
Nigga, was Willis your dad? Was Willis your brother?
Huh?
Was Willis your brother?
Nope. My brother wish he was that dark.
You know what? I think she was the drummer's daughter before they adopted Arnold and Willis.
Shut up.
They gave her own money. She moved out and shit. And then that's when they got bored and adopted Arnold and Willis.
Because they didn't have me anymore, as I was trying to.
Oh, there goes the motorcycles again.
That's over here.
They didn't meet us, huh?
Ooh, and their brakes are bad. Sorry, that was funny.
Oh, shit, the dog shut up and shit.
Yeah, you just talk about it.
Uh-huh.
Right? Chicken shit ass dog.
Don't get on here and talk about the dog, Saxy.
What?
Because you know it's going to remind me of your doggy talk that I accidentally heard one day. Look at this white motherfucker. Well, her doggy talk. Coming in the door.
Shut up.
Who's been a good boy? You've been a good boy. What the fuck?
What is wrong with talking to my dog?
Nothing at all. That was the first time I ever heard your doggy talk.
Well, so you talked to
him. I talked to who?
Yeah,
don't say Rasa.
You do.
I cuss her ass out. That's what I do.
You still talk to her.
Damn that. I don't play that whole cat sleeping in the bed shit. Get the fuck off my bed.
When you go to sleep, you'll get back on the bed.
Uh-huh. I got to get petty. I leave off of work. I got to close my goddamn door.
Why are you so mean to her?
I'm not mean to her. That motherfucker is mean to me. I can call her. She can be upstairs. I can call her. She'll just be at the top of the steps meowing and shit. She won't bring her ass downstairs for nothing.
Unless you're trying to go down the stairs and she's going to jump
out. Uh-huh, and cut me the fuck off. She damn near made me break my motherfucking neck last week. Oh, you talking about the time I dropped the computer?
Yeah.
Why you bringing up old shit? The world ain't need to know about that.
Because it was so funny. The sound effects. Oh, God.
That shit wasn't funny.
It was.
She liked to broke my motherfucking neck that night. You done?
I was.
And broke my. And she broke my motherfucking computer table that night. But I dropped the motherfucker.
See, I was trying to stop laughing. Then you're going to keep going with it.
Yeah, because you just gave me a goddamn flashback. Fuck wrong with her.
That was funny. Oh, gosh. Okay, I think I'm done.
Never seen no shit like this, boy. This ain't some shit you want to experience. This motherfucker just lay down in front of you while you walk. Are you fucking serious? Dog as shit. You are so lucky I'm not by the board right now. Your ass be muted. I know what the fuck I'm gonna do next time.
Where
the fuck we go? Here we go.
High priest.
Here the fuck we go. The fuck is y'all doing?
High priest. You make your
daughter shut the fuck up. Oh, we turned the fuck up right now.
What y'all turned up off of? What you was drinking?
I think I got a couple with me because I only got to walk around the corner, and I'm illegal as fuck. But what y'all doing?
We don't need you to say you're illegal on, you know, the air.
Shut the fuck up. Right. I'm not incriminating myself.
He was trying to ask you a question, and you just kinda...
I could be illegal just dumping trash on the street. Fuck out of here.
You're still incriminating yourself because you're telling on yourself about dumping the trash on the street.
I'm not talking to y'all asses for too long. Fuck this bullshit. Fuck this shit. I'm outside. I had to come outside. I need some air.
But you missed the whole point. He asked you, what were you drinking on? And you totally missed all of that.
We drinking
on
some... I had some Bud Light and some Amsterdam Berry. Now I'm around at the party drinking some... I guess it's some jungle juice. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But at least all I know is I got to walk.
Shit right here.
Shut the fuck up, Daryl. Nobody talking to you. But what were y'all talking about tonight?
I love the fucking Preece.
You's a fucking black ass lie. You's a light,
fake,
dark skin, black ass lie.
Hey, Preece,
whatever.
You made me go back to the board just to play that fucking clip for you.
Whatever. Get the fuck out of here. Because then you're going to have me outside on the street. On the street fucking twerking and dancing and shit. Get out of here.
Wow.
Sassy, you don't even understand.
Please make a video. I want to see this shit.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Where's my brother Smooth at? How's he know?
He inside.
Okay.
I had to come
outside.
Outside?
Yeah.
How many times you want her to say she outside? I mean, she's been telling 50 billion times.
Yeah. And I'm dancing
I don't blame you. And the minute you come inside, I'll be going to fuck outside.
Yeah, whatever. I'm outside because I had to smoke. And I'm outside drinking this. Oh, my God. Not from the coke.
You
what,
Daryl? Or something. Go ahead.
You can't twerk with no ass, Preece. That shit ain't going to look right.
Whatever. Tomorrow night is the kind of turn down, and Sunday is the turn down because I got to go to school on Monday. I ain't fooling with these motherfuckers. They trying to have me out here like, I ain't trying to be in them braces. I don't need no jewelry unless it's being brought.
You lost sex with that.
Yeah.
You lost sex.
I got it. It just took me a little bit.
Now you got... Wow.
Shut up.
Whatever.
You know what? I wish I had that Rat Pack radio clip. When they say,
shut up.
I had to walk away from
wish
the music
I had that
for y'all to hear me.
What you in there twerking?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of Preece out here tonight.
Let me tell you something, Preece.
What, Daryl?
Do you know Sax ain't never had flounder before?
She ain't never had what?
Flounder.
Come on. I can't even deal with this. You know what? We gonna have to text this online because I can't deal with this shit right now. I can't.
Is
I need to go back in.
Fish that people
the fucking moon
out?
Is real bright over here. We got a full moon. No, we got a half moon over here. I can't
see it. There ain't going to be no full moon this week. That's next week. Now, back to the flounder thing, though.
I'm not even playing with y'all. See how the Preece got fucked up? I'm hanging up on y'all. Bye.
Do the whole house, Preece, before you go.
Shit, they hung up. You know they gone.
That's half a cat. You know what?
Did they hang up?
Yeah.
I was about to say, because you know one might be still on the line while the other one trying to cover her mouth and shit.
That would be funny.
Ain't no telling with them motherfuckers. Can you actually imagine being around them while they're intoxicated?
Nope.
I fuck around and call the police on them.
Yeah, one of them might call the police on the damn self. You never know.
You know what? I can believe that. Well, we could. Now, when you coming to Philly, white girl?
I don't know, but I need a vacation. I swear, these people at work trying to kill me, they're pissing me off.
So do I. I need to start using some of this time I got.
Right? So I got a few weeks saved up there. I need to use it before I test them out.
We should meet up in Texas and have a party at Brother Don's house. Had that motherfucker cooking for us for the whole goddamn week.
No, because he's going to try to poison me.
He ain't going to try to poison you? You going to get some good ass Southern cooking?
He's going to give you a little pork.
They specialize
exactly.
in Southern hospitality.
He's trying to poison me. He's going to be talking about it's a fried chicken and he's like some pork chops or some shit.
Okay, now you remind me of these people I work with who don't know what the fuck they eat. They'll take a bite and say, is this pork? Like, you don't know what the fuck pork and chicken taste like? You can't tell the difference?
I mean, can you tell the difference? I don't know.
You got damn right
they
you can tell the difference.
Well, you know, they be saying you can't tell the difference and shit. It's just the other white meat.
Why the fuck can't you?
Phone.
That shit don't mean nothing. How the fuck you don't know what you're eating?
That's what I'm asking you. I don't know.
Like, if a motherfucker... give you bad fish or motherfucking flounder. You can't tell the difference. You can't bite that shit and say this ain't no goddamn flounder.
No, because I don't know what flounder tastes like.
What about whiting? You eat whiting?
Yeah, I like whiting.
So if a motherfucker gave you bad fish and whiting, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference?
Gave me what? Bass fish?
Uh-huh, and whiting. You wouldn't be able to tell which one is which? You better say goddamn yeah. Fuck you need to
really
think about.
You
been on this earth for how long? You don't know what the fuck you eating?
Oh, no, I asked before I eat anything, though.
That don't mean you're going to get the truth, though.
Hey, that don't mean I'm going to eat it. I don't eat everybody's stuff.
Now, we should be in Texas at Brother Don's house for a whole fucking week of Southern hospitality.
Fuck off. Get pee on your ass.
Well, fuck it. We can meet up in Georgia.
I actually want to go to Georgia.
Georgia? What would you do in Georgia?
I don't know. I'd go do some sightseeing, go see my little brat, and...
Of course your white ass would say sightseeing.
I don't mean sightseeing like that.
Yes, you do.
Shut up. I hate you.
You'd be one of them motherfuckers on vacation taking a... a whole fucking lot. Fuck,
what?
We need to see a picture that you posted of a fucking statue that everybody else been seeing already.
I didn't say I was going
to
take no
picture. Taking a
picture
standing next
to
the motherfucker.
I don't take pictures like that. I hate taking pictures. Why would I take a fucking picture of a damn statue?
That's just some simple-minded shit that people do. Motherfuckers be on vacation and take a million pictures of their hotel room. Like, for what, motherfucker? Why?
That's stupid shit.
You act like it's your goddamn house or some shit.
I don't
post a picture of their house, but they'll post a picture of a fucking hotel room. No, show us what your raggedy ass house looks like. Of course. Show us what your goddamn raggedy ass house looks like. Fuck, we hear about what your bed looked like that 1,000 other motherfuckers been slept already. And you got the nerve to go to somebody's house and say, what you the fuck don't eat. But you about to lay your goddamn face on a pillow that 1,000 other motherfuckers have laid on.
Nope, I bring my own pillowcase.
That shit still don't mean nothing. You're still laying on the same goddamn pillow.
I bring my own pillow if I have to. Don't blame me. You know, I keep one in the trunk, right?
Same thing with the mattress and everything. A million people done fucked on that same mattress.
See, seriously,
and you
now,
got
and you wonder why I don't really go places. I hate you.
Shit, I don't blame you. I don't do hotels. That shit don't make sense to me. Pay you motherfucker to rent a room for the night. Shit.
I don't want to do somebody else's house either.
I'd rather do their goddamn house. Hotels are like some last resort shit for me. Now, white girl.
Yeah.
When you coming to Philly?
I don't know. When is it not hot out there?
When is it not hot?
Yeah, like it's like the perfect weather, not too hot, not too cold. I can't deal with the heat and stuff like that.
You know how Mother Nature kick our ass over here?
No.
Shit, I would say right now, but today it was in the 70s. Tomorrow it would probably be windier than the motherfucker. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, it's windier shit out here. Fuck my allergies and stuff up.
This confused weather goes with these confused ass people in this city.
So, yeah,
I'm trying to tell you, this shit
city.
Fits perfect. Only for my mama.
Why you sound like damn Darth Vader on the phone?
That's not me. That's Brother
Nye. I know. That's what I said. Why you so?
Because I'm in this motherfucking country ass hotel and I got fucking goose feather pillows and shit and my allergies. I'm starting to sound like fucking you now, bitch.
That's what you get for laughing at me.
And if I take Benadryl, I'll be acting like you for real. So I'm waiting.
I can't take no Benadryl, so fuck you.
If I take Benadryl, I'll be night-night, goddammit.
I would love to take it so I can stop being all itchy. Fucking doctor.
Wash your hairy ass, Sasquatch.
Far from hairy.
Sax, you get your asshole waxed?
No.
Sax.
What?
Really Google.
Shut up.
We'll be talking like you in a minute. Talking to my line. I can't breathe.
Oh, here go the sirens.
I love how we can be announced before they happen.
And I don't know. I just hate them motherfuckers.
See, I can't hear nothing because I have both of my earphones.
All right, so that means you're doing something else over there. You playing the game, watching a movie, what?
Why you say that?
Because that's what your ass was always doing.
I am playing my game.
And she wonder why she ain't get a fucking raise yet.
Oh, I can get a raise if I want to.
Bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Especially with that flat, hard ass butt. That shit ain't gonna make my dick hard.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Nigga smack that ass and don't move or none of that. Nah. You can keep that shit over there.
I'm sexy. You know it.
Your ass ain't sexy.
I am.
Bullshit. Do you online direct? Do you online direct?
I do.
Oh, shit.
You should get a lingerie.
It's red. And I have black.
Oh, shit. My favorite color, too, huh?
And then I have some other stuff.
Now, when this nigga got to set up an appointment to have sex with you, do you wear it?
Fuck no.
So you just got to shit for what then?
Just to have it, you know. To say that I have it when you ask questions like that.
Hey, if that nigga listening, she ain't got that shit for you, nigga. That's for the next nigga.
Stupid.
Hey, you ain't wearing that shit for him, then you wearing it for some fucking body else.
Am I?
Who knows? Well, nah, she's one of them white chicks who only wear it for his birthday or some dumb shit like that.
Yeah. I'd rather we're nothing at all.
The
dude,
hell
really
is that? Did you say dude?
Yeah, shut up. That was loud in my ear.
Oh, bitch.
Good wrestling with the foe.
Bitch, I ain't crushing
you,
old
for
bitch.
Saying,
about that time, ain't
it? Your white ass, boy. God damn.
What? What, Darryl? What was wrong with the dude?
What the fuck was right with it?
Shut up. There was nothing wrong with dude.
Oh, my goodness.
You having too much fun laughing at that, you know that, right?
Because you're fucking white.
I am not white.
Bullshit.
The dog said bullshit.
Right? Little loud mouth fucker. I'm going to pop him upside his head, too. Now, that one was mine. Asshole.
Shit, they all yours. You act like we got dogs barking on this motherfucker.
It's the beauty.
Commercial break, goddammit.
And the beast show. Bitches.
Yo, DJ!
For the birds, you ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to fuck up. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. They know just what I need, know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Yo, you a bitch. You should have a travel agent, cause you a trip. You should make your own toilet tissue, since you the shit. But all you got is some fucking issues, you fucking bitch. I hate niggas, but I love your mom. Give her a kiss for me, her second son. Get your mind right, baby, you'll get your shit together. You gon' be hot a little while, I'ma be rich forever.
Try again, motherfucker.
This before, and you live and you learn shit. I got my own crib, it's fully furnished with a furnace. And you thought that I was broke when I was up all of my earnings. Who you fuck, I'm not concerned with. Hold on, it's not your turn, bitch. I never liked your mother, and I wanted to fuck your cousin. And Lord knows I wanted to put a slug up in your brother. I would be here in St. Louis and tell you I'm out touring. Hated waking next to you, you was a train wreck in the morning. Spikes in the relationship, oh, why even bother? Your head game is novice, the cooking is garbage. And you ain't fly, little fucking whore, not up in this cockpit. Get about my face, ho, yeah, bitch.
You're now listening to The Beauties and the Beast Show.
Yo, DJ!
I'ma hit that ass in slow motion, slow motion. I'ma hit it right in slow motion, slow motion. So I'ma get you right in slow motion, slow motion. I'ma hit that ass in slow motion, slow motion. I'ma get you right in slow motion.
Slow motion, slow motion, slow motion, slow motion. Girl, we got all that.
The way I flick my tongue, oh no, oh no. You can ride my face until you're dripping cum. Can you lick the tip and throw the dick, oh no? Can you let me stretch that pussy out, oh no? I'm not the type to call you back tomorrow, but the way you wrap around me is a problem. Ain't nobody trying to save you, baby, get that paper. Probably got a lot of other bitches owe you favors. Pussy so good, had to save that shit for later. Took her to the kitchen, fucked her right there on the table.
Can I make that P-U-S-S-Y? Cry, cry. Can I make that P-U-S-S-Y? Cry, cry. Can I make that P-U-S-S-Y? Cry, cry. Can I make it cry? Can I make it cry?
You're now listening to The Beauties and the Beast Show.
Yeah, Trap Gangsta August Blue. Fuck you, bitch, pay up, you know I need mine. I want it up front and I want it on time. Fuck your excuses, I'm allergic to your kind. All you begging ass bitches, stay the fuck up on my line.
Sniff, I'm out of rose. Now this is how it goes. All my niggas hoes, cause all they bitches hoes. Sniff, I'm out of rose. Now this is how it goes. All my niggas hoes, cause all they bitches hoes.
Yeah, I mean one, yeah, I mean one. Bean, bean, one, yeah, I mean one. Mr. Yeah, I mean one, Mr. Bean, one, yeah, I mean one. Mr. Yeah, I mean one, yeah, I mean one, yeah, I mean one.
Hey Napoleon,
yeah,
you
think
it's hot?
You're now listening to The Beauties and the Beast Show.
Sexy Waxy?
Yeah.
I hate you.
What? What did I do this time?
Just for you being you.
Innocent and sweet, like.
Bullshit.
What? I know.
Shit.
I am the sweetest thing ever. Y'all know it.
When's the last time a man said that shit to you?
Just this morning, actually.
He was trying to get some ass. And it wasn't his appointment.
Yeah, he was, but
he was
still.
Trying to sweet talk you.
Well, you asked. Okay, well.
That shit don't count.
What did you, why not?
Because that shit don't count.
You asked a question, I answered it. Now it don't count.
Actually, it was a pussy move. It's like a nigga wanting you to come over just so he can get some ass, but now you want to spend the night, but he's scared to tell you to go the fuck home. Nah.
So bad I go home. I was in my own bed, but that shit.
So, you give a nigga some ass and then go home?
Yep.
Oh, shit. If you didn't have a flat ass booty.
So, you didn't like the picture of my fucking in butt?
Hell no. Fuck, want to see that shit for?
Hey, I didn't post it. I'm saying. Sadly, if you don't turn your damn TV down.
You mean, fuck TV is low, motherfucker.
But.
I might tell you to turn motherfucker ass down, damn bitch.
And it's my show. Fuck you. Turn your TV down. You supposed to be paying attention to the
fuck
show.
Fuck you and them goddamn
TV.
Dogs, bitch.
Yeah,
she go be in Hollywood.
Right, because it's just loud. I want to hear them talking. Would you watch a Bad Girls Club or some joke?
No, motherfuckers, right?
Some jump.
For fuck.
That's what it sounds like.
Some jump.
What?
Motherfuckers. You got issues.
Why do I have issues? You the one with the TV loud.
Is it because I'm black? I got to watch Bad Girls Club? Is that what you're saying, bitch?
Yep.
That's exactly what she's saying.
Isn't that what
you know
people
the name
do?
Of this.
Y'all watch all that ghetto ass shit?
Okay. I'm watching Tate, motherfucker. So is that ghetto? No. Okay. Fuck you. Racist, slimy bitch.
Slimy? Why gotta be slimy?
Just fits very well.
Whatever. Fuck off.
How the fuck you allowed to have background noise, but ain't nobody else? That's Hollywood shit.
You have a background noise too, so shut the hell up.
my shit is unexpected.
So is mine.
Bullshit.
Oh, so it's expected that the dog is going to bark.
They do it every fucking time you on the show. And they ass outside.
They are outside. That's the problem.
Then let them fuck it.
Fuck no.
Niggas probably hungry and shit.
Let somebody stranger ass dog in my house. Fuck that. They learn how to control their damn dog. That's what they better do.
Toss that motherfucker a steak then.
I'm gonna toss it a firecracker.
I'm call the people on your ass.
Hey, that's okay. I'm gonna call the shelter people on their ass. They don't know how to control their dog.
I know you got a lot of them motherfuckers out there too.
But people that don't know how to control their dogs?
No, the PETA people.
I don't know. I don't care about PETA people. That's the bullshit ass stuff. They be sticking their nose where it don't belong.
I thought that you would support them.
Man, fuck them. They get on my nerves. Like the whole
what
dude with the tiger
do?
Thing.
Okay. I was just about to ask you to give me an example.
The dude with the tiger thing. He got his own little zoo, his own little ranch. He wasn't hitting the damn thing, but they want to call unfair treatment and all the other stuff. Dude, he's been doing that shit for years. It ain't nothing new. Everybody do that stuff to the animals. Leave him the fuck alone. Talking about they're going to take away his license and he won't be able to be around animals and that bullshit. Now, this is coming from an animal lover, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised.
They want to argue about it. And then when he showed the actual footage, they're like, well, maybe he wasn't hitting them.
I thought you would have had a I Love Peter bumper sticker or some shit like that.
Oh, fuck that.
Do you have bumper stickers?
Nope.
Oh, you surprised me more and more.
Why would I put that stuff in my car? Those people don't pay me for that. That free advertising for them. But pay me. Damn, you know, I put it on the car.
I agree with you.
Huh?
Matter of fact, they couldn't even pay me to put that bullshit on my car.
I'm just saying, period, whatever it is.
I agree with you. They still couldn't pay me to put that bullshit on my car.
Really?
Really?
I mean, you know, pay the car note, pay everything. You know, I'll advertise for you.
Mm-hmm. My shit paid for.
Pay for my
fuck
gas.
That. You're not putting that bullshit on my car.
Well, I got one that's paid for, but the other one isn't. So, you know.
Well, listen to fucking Hollywood.
What?
Hollywood sex.
What?
Nothing at all.
I really do like it. Hollywood and Showtime sex.
Of course you would. Shit fits
like
you perfectly.
I've done it?
Hollywood sexy. A nigga calling us, she be like, fuck that nigga. I ain't got no time for him right now. I can't squeeze him in right now. No, fucking busy I am.
I have said that before.
At least in my case, I just can't find the phone or remember where I left the motherfucker at or some shit like that. You look at the shit and be like, nope.
I do. I look right at it, too.
You ain't interrupting my motherfucking bubble bath. Fuck him.
Right? I don't even, you know, turn it off. I let it finish ringing, too. Like, I just didn't get to it in time to answer it. Like, nope. I know. Unless I really don't want to talk to them, then I make it known that I don't want to talk to them so that I hang up.
Oh, but that shit is different right there.
What?
I go through that same bullshit, too. I got family members
oh,
who
know.
Just like giving my goddamn phone number out to random people that I ain't talked to in 10, 20 years and shit. Fuck, what do you have to talk about?
Yeah, you know. I don't answer numbers I don't know, so they know not to give random people my number.
Me neither. But I still got to hear this bullshit in the voice now.
Oh, I don't even listen to it.
I don't. I think I'm one of the people who just listen to it to make the icon go away because that shit irritates me.
Oh, I just swipe it away and it's gone. I ain't got to worry about it.
I do too, but the shit will pop right back up.
Really? You need to
change the settings. For what? Oh, you know damn well I don't know how to do that. I thought you was about to say change the phone. Change the settings.
Change
the
settings.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Mm-mm. That way you ain't got to worry about seeing it no more. This is
gone. Nothing about none of that shit.
Yeah, I know.
This shit is just for call and text. I barely do either one of those. Fuck these goddamn phones. Spoil you people so much they can't even remember a nigga number.
I remember numbers. Mine is for games mostly, because the new one that's going to be coming out, I can't wait to get it.
We know you remember numbers. You're a fucking nerd.
Shut up. I can't help it. Like, if he asked me what was so-and-so's number, I couldn't tell you, but if I saw it, I would recognize it as that person's number.
Shit, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. You know, I didn't even recognize my number.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
I'm just saying. Oh, by the way, Lizette,
I love you, Lizzie Pooh.
Be alive. Lizzie Pooh has something to do tonight, and I told her, of course, we would talk about her. So I had left you in there.
I love you, but fuck you at the same time, Lizzie Pooh.
I would give you a high five if you were here.
I wouldn't dare give your white ass no high five. You are uncoordinated and shit. You fuck around, pop me in the face.
I probably would get you right in the eye, too. You hear my
I'm going to fuck the whole moment up.
I don't know what you're talking about. Your clumsy ass probably do the same thing, just miss all together.
Hey, you go bringing up old shit.
That is not old. That's just a fact.
That's bullshit. I'm not clumsy no more. I got my shit to go.
What?
I mean, so what? What was that? Last week I talked to you and I walked into a parked car? Shit happens.
When did you just see the other morning?
Why you bringing up the sex? We're not here for the sex. This is your show. This shit ain't about me.
You know, I was cracking up laughing at that like the whole day yesterday, by the way. I couldn't even finish drinking my coffee without laughing at you. Love you, Daryl.
Bullshit. Goddamn lie. All right. Let's wrap this shit up a little early tonight.
Well, Donna fell asleep on the phone, so fuck him. He didn't mute it up and fell asleep.
They working my nigga to death.
He ain't doing shit.
Hey, my nigga travel like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he don't believe the hype.
What the fuck ever? I can show you my travel, motherfucker.
Oh, he done woke up in the middle of the conversation.
I heard everything you said. I was letting you get off your little raggedy ass, flat ass chest.
Yeah. Hey, you leave my flat chest alone, damn it. So go ahead and get your last word, and we're going to wrap it up a little early tonight.
Fuck you, you shit talking, extra mutant bitch.
Yeah. Daryl.
Thank all you motherfuckers who listen and rock with us. Fuck you, sex.
Love you too, Luffy. So thank you guys for listening, for tuning in. We will catch you guys next week. Lizzie Pooh should be joining us next week. Don't forget to listen to Rat Pack Radio on the 2nd and 4th Sunday of the month. And we'll catch you guys next time. Peace out.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Get the fuck out!